the stale air in this building, the hushed silence, just waiting. People are shuffling into the small public gallery, waiting to catch a glimpse of evil, morbid human curiosity. The wooden carvings on the wall, the pew-like seats that we are sat upon, these all remind me of assemblies with the headmaster all those years ago. Underneath the uniforms and school traditions, we were still just kids. All kids should have the opportunity to be like that, before they grow up. We all grew up eventually. We would giggle and fool around, replace hymn lyrics with rude words, hoping we would not be caught. Get away with it more often than not. He won't get away with it. I'll make sure of that, depriving her of her adulthood. The suit and tie I'm wearing is tearing at my throat. The last time I wore it was at the funeral. No one looks comfortable in these things. They're only worn for occasions. All just a false facade of respectability.
All right! The Honourable Armand Paul presiding.
Standing up when the judge enters, dressed up and so somber looking, I would laugh if I wasn't so choked up. He stares at everyone, one by one, as if looking for something that he can't find. I wonder if he'll ever find it. I stare back. Even behind all the ridiculous clobber, I can feel the power he represents. I sweat under my collar, just looking at him. I feel as though I'm the one on trial, but deep down, I can see sympathy in his old eyes.
Please be seated.
I don't have much faith in God. The Lord's Prayer is firmly etched into my long-term memory, never to escape. The line, "Forgive those who trespass against us," tastes bitter and false coming from my lips. I can't forgive. I won't forgive. It's unforgivable. Just as it's impossible for him or anyone else to give us back what we have lost. What was there for years disappears forever in just a brief moment. From life to death in just a few seconds. I wish we could give the same to that murderer, but we're civilized. We're moralistic. These words seem false in my mind now. I wish I could unlearn what I've learned. A man is staring at me, then shyly looking down at his lap. He does it again. I can see his hands moving fast. I realise he is drawing. It must be from one of the papers. They wouldn't allow photographers in here. You can only draw the brave outer face. The inner soul is kept hidden and secret. If it was allowed out, the sadness and rage would be savage. I'm keeping it all bottled up, as if it would snap out at the flash of a camera.
All right, Mr. Lomax, you may present your case.
Two policemen enter at the mention of a name, the name of the man we're all here to see. For months we thought our child was missing. When the body was found, the only thing missing was a reason and a face. This is the face that eluded us for so long. It all seems such an anticlimax. There's nothing special about it, no hint of madness or anything inhumane. There is a sense of regret, but for being caught, not for what he has done. I want to feel satisfaction now that he has a face and will get punished, but it's not enough. He had no right, no reason. He didn't know us, we never knew him. It was just chance that made us cross paths. Perhaps we should have kept our eyes on our child. The responsibility digs at my brain, the torturous knowledge of hindsight. I didn't kill her, but I almost feel like I did. How can this man dare to make me feel like this? Who does he think he is? I'm not a violent man, but what I wouldn't give to reap my own revenge. Prison is too good for him. I've never spoken to him, probably never will. I will never understand, and I will never forgive, though he doesn't even look like he wants forgiveness. He has his back turned to us as he sits down. I can't even read his features. I wonder if he realizes who we are, the impact he has had on our lives.
And when all that evidence is laid before you,
the proceedings begin, but I just switch off. I know why I'm here. I don't need to be told. I squeeze the hand of my wife next to me. I don't know what she is feeling, but if it's anything like I do, she must be going to hell and back right now. There should be a third person sitting with us. It is this absence that drives all our sorrow and anger.
Your Honor, Mr. Lomax, we can break...
This is all just a formality. He's guilty as hell, everyone knows that. It is a painful scene for me as I listen to scraps of information being discussed by the men on center stage. How someone can even try and defend him is beyond me. The guilty man may claim human rights, but he's no right to be called human. The clinical descriptions of what he did to our little girl. I can feel my wife's face digging into my shoulder. trying to shut out the nightmare from which we shall never awake. The warm tears and muffled cry. It's only for her that I can try my hardest not to follow suit. I must be strong for her. At first people thought we were faking our sorrow. People who never knew us before started suggesting we were bad parents, that perhaps we knew exactly where she was, and this was all just a pretense to throw them off the trail. It wasn't fair. The minds of the people who made up this stuff were sensationalists and liars, yet we'll never get an apology. Wouldn't mean much if we did. Let the monster get all the attention now, you would have thought. But I know when I leave this place, the cameras outside will want a spectacle, a tear, or scene. But I won't give it to them. They've had their pound of flesh. Finally, the verdict is given. The jury, with their solemn air of self-importance, whisper and conspire. I have no doubt what it will be. This isn't a quiz. There's only one answer. When they finally hand over the paper to the judge, he looks at it non-committedly. He stares at me again, and I look for that hint of sympathy that was there before, but I can't read anything from his blank stare. This makes me feel uneasy. As he starts to read it out, I expect there to be some pause at the end, but it only takes a second and it's over. Guilty. Of course it's guilty. No one applauds, but the sense of satisfaction fills the room. Am I satisfied? I knew he was guilty, and now he has been declared guilty. The media pressure will slowly vanish now, seeking out another story they can stick their dirty fingers into. This murderer will be jailed for the remainder of his life. Appeals to release him will be meaningless. I don't believe that he will ever change. He'll be caged, but not cured. Our lives will go on, trying to fill the gap with new dreams. Perhaps another child. Perhaps. But it will never be the same. And so he is led out of the court. As he walks past, I stare right into his eyes with daggers unsheathed. I'm surprised when he pauses and looks back at me. No words. I can't sense what he is feeling, but I can see a small tear at the corner of his eye. His lips arch up slightly. He's smiling. Laughing. How can he dare? I want to jump out and thump him, but it's over in a second and he's led out to begin his long journey to captivity. I promise myself to be strong. But as the courthouse empties, I let out a small whimper and hold my wife close. I kiss her, and holding hands we leave, to face the cameras and our new future. Have I got a statement? Just one thing. Guilty.